Do electric cars run cleaner than hybrids? It depends on where you live. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A new study says electric cars produce fewer global warming emissions than hybrids in some regions. Tracy Samilton reports.
The Union of Concerned Scientists says electricity in California and New York isn't as reliant on older coal-burning power plants as other regions.
Driving an electric vehicle in those areas has lower global warming emissions than even the best, most fuel-efficient hybrid gasoline vehicles that are currently on the market.
Don Anair wrote the report. He says in other regions, electric cars are at least as clean as the most fuel-efficient regular cars. But other studies predict low consumer demand for electric cars for a long time because they can't go that far before they have to be recharged and they cost more. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
This is the Environment Report. A new book comes out today about an unusual conservation project based in northern Michigan. For most of the last two decades, a man from Kopemish has been cloning old trees from around the world. David Millark believes the genetics of these trees are superior and could be useful in the era of climate change. The author of the book says he might have a point. Peter Payette reports.
Back in the year 2000, an elm tree not far from David Millark's home was diagnosed with Dutch elm disease. It wasn't just any elm. It was the national champion American elm at the time. That means it was the largest known elm in the country. Millark tried to heal the tree with a soil treatment, but it died. He did manage, though, to clone the Buckley elm, and today at the Archangel Ancient Tree Archive, there are about a dozen copies of the tree.
Here's the Buckley elm, the greatest elm in America, and it's living on and can be utilized. That's really what it's all about.
David Millark is feeling pretty vindicated these days with the record-breaking warm weather we just experienced. He decided global warming was a dire threat 20 years ago because he thought the forests looked sick. He thinks what we need are some better trees. Trees take carbon out of the atmosphere and do a host of other things to regulate ecosystems. But as Millark sees it, the trees around today are garbage. That's because loggers take the best trees first, and places like Michigan have been pretty heavily logged.
They always went in and took the biggest, straightest, clearest log and left the crooked, the branchy, the sick, or the puny behind. The money wasn't in it. So that's what has been allowed to reproduce.
That's why Millark has spent the last couple decades trying to clone big old trees, so the genetics will be preserved. Meryl Marsh runs the day-to-day operations here. She sometimes climbs trees hundreds of feet tall to gather buds. Marsh says old trees are hard to clone.
It's like asking your grandparents to produce offspring or a really old horse to breed.
Archangel has cloned 48 different tree species, and this work has been a big hit with the media. After all, cloning an ancient tree makes for a good story. And now to the mountain of news clips, David Millark can add a book about his project. Jim Robbins is a regular contributor to the New York Times. He says forest ecology is not the most well-understood science, and little is known about tree genetics.
And David has said, well, since we don't know, let's save these proven survivors, and let's plant them and protect them in other places in case something happens. And if those genetics are important, and of course genetics are very important in every other field, then we'll have those protected. And that was a good idea according to a lot of scientists I talked to.
Robbins lays out the science of trees and David Millark's story in his new book, The Man Who Planted Trees. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.